On the first Sunday of Advent, I invite you to join me in the book of Isaiah as we return to the words of the prophet to remind us what it has to say to us during this Advent season as we are waiting and as we are preparing our hearts and our minds for the birth of the Christ child. So Isaiah chapter 9, I invite you to join me there for the first 7 verses. Will you hear now God's word? But there will be no gloom, for in those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. For the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in the blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength, and our salvation. Amen. Much of this season is based around the concept or the idea of light. On Friday, on December the 1st, Christmas Town, USA, McAdenville turned on their lights, ushering in this season of light. Here in the sanctuary this morning, our Chrismon tree is lit. The candles in the window are lit. The Advent wreath has started to be lit. And, friends, if you are carefully paying attention, you'll know that the electricians have been here this week. And there is great light for those of us who've been worshiping in darkness. Amen, choir?
Amen.
So light is all around us. Let's think about the prophet Isaiah and what the prophet Isaiah has to say to us about light. The prophet Isaiah says that the people who walked in darkness have seen the great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. The prophet Isaiah was writing in the 8th century BCE, or was referring back to a time in the 8th century BCE, when the people of Israel received a new king named Hezekiah. And they're celebrating, the prophet here is celebrating the coronation of this new king, This new king that's going to bring together the divided kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. This new king who has the potential to once again unite the kingdom, to live into God's promises for unity and for justice. The people who had been walking in darkness, who had been separated and divided, now have seen the new light in the coming of this king, in the coming of this king Hezekiah. The words that we find here from the prophet Isaiah sort of point towards a birth announcement. For a child has been born to us, a son has been given to us. The people of Israel, at the coronation of a king, felt as if the kings had been chosen by God. So it's as if a child, a son, had been born and chosen for them to lead them forward as they journey in their relationship with God. So literally here, the prophet Isaiah is talking about a historical event, is talking and celebrating about what was going on in that time period. The names that the prophet there references for this king, this wonderful counselor, this mighty God, this everlasting father, this prince of peace. That's what the people who were walking in darkness were hoping that they would find in this leader, that they would find in this king. So there's the historical reference for us for the prophet Isaiah, who's writing about in a time period celebrating the birth or celebrating the starting of the leadership of Hezekiah. For us as Christians, we also celebrate not only the historical references in this amazing text, but we also celebrate in this text what we hope and long for that will be the fulfillment of this prophecy through the birth of a Messiah that is yet to come, through the birth of who we call the Christ child, the baby Jesus. We understand this scripture to be for us fulfillment in the birth of the Christ child. So when we read, those of us who have walked in darkness now have seen a great light, we think of the baby Jesus and the light in which we hope will dawn upon our world through the birth of the Christ child, through the birth of a Savior. This particular text is only quoted in Matthew's Gospel in the 4th chapter one time, only with the references to the towns Zebulun and Naphtali, explaining that those central locations that had been captured and taken over by the Assyrians had continued to be an important place for the Jesus' ministry to continue. So we only hear these words, though we believe them to be fulfilled through the birth of Jesus, we only hear them in this one place, this one time where Jesus is coming into the world and starting his ministry in these lands of darkness, these lands of division. And now, through the fulfillment of Jesus, unity has been made possible. Looking at verses 2 through 5 in Isaiah chapter 9, we read of past events. We read of past times in the people of Israel who've walked in darkness, who've multiplied the nation, who this king has increased their joy. The yoke of their burden, the bar across their shoulders have been broken on this day. The garments rolled in blood shall be burned. All of these past events, the prophet Isaiah in the present, come through the fulfillment of this king, this child that's been born to us. And then the prophet launches into the future promises, the present, the sign, the baby that was born, the Hezekiah that was born for them, that was brought to them, then launches them into the future because this leader, this king, is going to be the one that's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting father, the prince of peace. And then for us as Christians who continue to read this through the fulfillment of Jesus, we think about the past. The walking in darkness. The walking in darkness that we continue to experience. We continue to experience darkness through senseless murders, through adultery, through addiction, through the hurt and the lies and the pain that we tell each other, through the violence found through guns, through the threats of nuclear war, through sexual harassment, and the list goes on and on and on. All we have to do is turn on our televisions or open up the news channels on our electronic devices, and the darkness around us seems to be abounding. And yet, if we read the prophet Isaiah as fulfillment for us as Christians, we hear that a child has been born for us. A son has been given for us. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Those of us who walk in darkness have seen a great light. The light is Jesus the Christ. This Advent season, we are focusing on a hymn called Light Dawns on a Weary World. Light Dawns in a Weary World was written in 2001 by Mary Louise Bringle. Mary Louise writes this text as she is listening to the scores of music that have already been composed, and she's listening to this, and as she listens, she encounters the words of the prophet Isaiah, not just from Isaiah 9, but from several different passages of scripture in Isaiah. And as she listens to the music, she begins to hear the message of the prophet Isaiah that says to the world, the light is coming. A new day is on its way. And so Mary Louise, in a hotel room one night, thanks to the Gideon Bible there beside her in her bedside, she opens it up and begins to read this prophecy, and she begins to compose and write the words of the text for the hymn, Light Dawns in a Weary World. We sang a part of that as we lit the Advent wreath this morning. Light dawns on a weary world. When eyes begin to see all people's dignity, light dawns on a weary world, the promised day of justice comes. Today, we start an Advent journey where we are hopeful that light is going to dawn on our world, on our church, on our families, and on our own lives. We have spent our time in darkness, and now the light has come. When light dawns, we begin to notice something or experience something that we haven't noticed or experienced before. So I wonder for you, this Advent season, in the midst of all of the hustle and bustle, the lights of McCaddenville, the lights of our Christmas trees, our Christmas trees, the lights of candles, what it is that will dawn in our hearts, in our lives. What will dawn so that hope and love and justice, peace and joy, the words that the prophet longed for, what will dawn in us in order that those things might come into fulfillment? Each week I spend time with our preschoolers here. Our preschoolers come to chapel on Tuesday mornings, and the very first thing that we do at every chapel service is to light the candles here on the altar. And we light the candles, and I ask the children if they know why. Why are we lighting the candles? And at first, I received answers like it was somebody's birthday, or because there was going to be a fire. But over the course of the last several weeks, something has dawned in their hearts, and they now know that when we light these candles, we light them for Jesus. In fact, just a few weeks ago, one of the preschool parents was telling me that her daughter began to sing Jesus Loves Me and told her mom, it's because of the light. Friends, how theologically profound. How theologically profound that we recognize something that we did not know before, that this son that has been born to us, this child that has been given to us, is the light that's born and lives and dwells in our hearts this day and forevermore. As we journey through Advent, may God's will for justice, righteousness, and peace be made flesh through the weakest of human creatures, through a baby that is utterly dependent upon someone else in order to have all of its needs met. Will justice, righteousness, and peace flourish through that child that has been given to us? That babe that's been born to us, that's named Mighty Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. May the light dawn in your heart this day and forevermore. Amen.